Chapter 23, Subject Matter, Delivering the Wives of the Brahmins Who Perform Sacrifices. Lecture, the cowherd's boys began to say, "My dear Krishna, my dear Balaram, you are both all-powerful and you can kill so many demons. But today we are very much afflicted with hunger and it is disturbing us. Please therefore arrange for something by which we can mitigate our hunger." So in this way, when Lord Krishna and Balaram were requested by their cowherd's boy's friend, he immediately became compassionate on the wives of the Brahmins who were performing sacrifices. These wives of the Brahmins were great devotees of the Lord, and Krishna thus took this opportunity to bless the wives of the Brahmins. That's why Lord Krishna said, "Dear cowherd's boys, please go to the house of the Brahmins nearby who are now engaged in performing Vedic sacrifices known as Angiras, with the desire for being elevated to the heavenly planets. All of you, please go to them." Lord Krishna warned his friend that these Brahmins are not Vaishnavas. They cannot even chant our names, Krishna and Balaram. They are very busy in chanting the Vedic hymns. Although the purpose of Vedic knowledge is to search out me, but because they are not attracted so much by the name of Krishna and Balaram, better do not ask them anything on my name. Better you ask them for some charity in the name of Balaram, because charity is generally given to the high-class Brahmins. But Krishna and Balaram externally did not appear in any Brahmin family. Balaram was known as the son of Vasudev, Kshatriya, and Krishna was known in Vrindavan as the son of Nanda Maharaj, who is Vaishya. One of them belonged to the Brahmin community, and therefore the Brahmins were engaged in performing sacrifices might not be induced to give such charity to the Kshatriyas and Vaishyas. But maybe that if you utter the name of Balaram, they would prefer to give charity to Kshatriyas than to me, because I am Vaishya. This way, being ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all the cowherd's boys went there and began to ask for some charity or foodstuff. First of all, they approached there and with folded hands, they fell down on the ground to offer them respect. Address them, "Oh, earthly gods, kindly hear from us who are ordered by Lord Krishna and Balaram. We hope you know them very well and we wish you all auspicity." Krishna and Balaram are tending cows nearby, and we have all accompanied them. We have come to ask from you for some foodstuff. You are all Brahmins and know our religious principle. If you think that you should give us some charity, then give us some foodstuff. We shall all eat along with Krishna and Balaram. You are the most respectable Brahmins within the human society, and you are expected to know all the principles of religious procedures. The idea is that the cowherd's boys, although they were village boys, not expected to learn all the Vedic principles and religious rituals, still they hinted that by nature, on account of their being always associated with Krishna and Balaram, they knew all the principles of religious rituals. Another point of view was expressed by them by addressing the Brahmins as knower of all religious principles means when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna and Balaram, were asking for something foodstuff, they would immediately deliver some foodstuff without any hesitation. Because, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, one should perform the yagyas or sacrifices only for the satisfaction of Vishnu. Here, Lord Vishnu, as Krishna and Balaram are journeying, and you should immediately deliver whatever foodstuff you have got at your stock. They also explained to the Brahmins where foodstuff are to be accepted and where not to be accepted. Generally, the Vaishnavas or pure devotees of the Lord do not take part in ordinary sacrificial performances. But they knew it very well. In the sacrifices, there are certain ceremonials called by the name Diksha, Pasu Sanstha, Sautra Manya. They said that after the procedure of Diksha and before the animal sacrifices ceremony, as well as Sautra Manya or the ceremony in which liquors are also offered, if somebody takes the foodstuff, it is not privatory. Therefore, at the present stage, if we take your foodstuff, it will be not privatory, so you can deliver us the foodstuff. The companions of Lord Krishna and Balaram, although they were simply cowherd's boys, they could dictate even the high-class Brahmins engaged in the Vedic rituals of performing sacrifices. But the smarter Brahmins, who are simply sacrificial-minded, they could not understand the dictation of the transcendental devotees of the Lord. They could not even appreciate the begging of the Supreme Lord, Krishna and Balaram. As such, although they heard all the arguments and order of Krishna and Balaram, they did not care for it. This degraded position is always there for the non-devotees, in spite of their being very highly elevated in the knowledge of Vedic sacrificial rites. Actually, all such non-devotee Brahmins, although they think of themselves as very highly elevated, they are ignorant, foolish persons, and all their activities are like childish activities. They do not know what is the purpose of the Vedas, as it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita that the purpose of the Vedas is to understand Krishna. In spite of their advancement in Vedic knowledge and rituals, they did not understand what is Krishna. Therefore, their understanding of Vedas was para familia. Contra ins. Contra scriptural evidences. Ogni and fire. Chittish. Planet performers of sacrifices. Putai. The demigods. Jajaman. The performer of the sacrifices. So, the sacrifice itself. Karma. The procedures. All these for satisfying Krishna. He is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita that he is the actual enjoyer of all sacrifices, because he is the supreme personality of Godhead directly. And the supreme absolute truth beyond the conception or speculation of material senses. He is present there just like ordinary human boy. But it was very difficult to understand him. But persons who identified themselves with this body, therefore, the Brahmins were very much interested with the comforts of this material body by elevating themselves to the higher planetary residence called Sargovas. They were completely unable to understand the position of Krishna. Which were when the cowherd's boy saw the Brahmins silent without replying anything, yes or no, at that time they became very much disappointed and came back to Lord Krishna and Balaram and explained all the circumstances happened there. After hearing their statement, the Supreme Personality of Godhead began to smile and convince them that they should not be sorry for being refused by the Brahmins, because that is the way of begging. He convinced him that while one is engaged in the business of collecting or begging, he should not be confident that everywhere he would be successful. Somehow he may be unsuccessful, but that could not be the cause of disappointment. Thus, he asked all the cowherd's boy to go again to the wives of those Brahmins engaged in sacrifices and ask them for some foodstuff. He also informed them that these wives of the Brahmins were great devotees. They are always absorbed in our thought, Krishna and Balaram. Therefore, you go there and ask them for some foodstuff in the name of me as well as Balaramji, and I am sure that they will deliver to you as much foodstuff as you desire to take. Cowherds, therefore, carrying the order of Krishna, immediately went to the wives of the Brahmins inside the house where they were sitting very beautifully decorated with ornaments. And after offering them all respectful obeisances, the cowherd's boy began to say as follows: "My dear mother, the wives of the Brahmins, please accept our humble obeisances and hear our statement. We may inform you that Lord Krishna and Balaram are just nearby, and they have come here for tending the cows. And you may know also that we have come here under his instructions. But this time, all of us are very hungry, therefore we have come to you for getting some foodstuff. Please, therefore, give us some foodstuff for eating, both for Krishna, Balaram, and ourselves." Wives of the Brahmins, because they are always very much anxious to see Krishna and Balaram, immediately after hearing the statement of the cowherd's boy, become very much anxious and respectful for Krishna and Balaram. The symptoms of the wives of the Brahmins are called spontaneous. They were not to be convinced about the importance of Krishna and Balaram, but immediately after hearing their names and presence, the of mystic meditation. That is, all the wives of the Brahmins become very busily engaged in filling up different pots with nice foodstuff. On account of performance of the sacrifice, the foodstuff were all made very palatable and in varieties. And after collecting the foodstuff, they began to go towards Krishna, their most lovable objective, exactly in the manner the rivers flow down towards the sea. Since a very, very long time, they are anxious to see Krishna, but at this time, when they were going out of home to Krishna, all their husbands, fathers, sons, relatives, asked them not to go in that way, but they did not care for them. The devotee, when he is called by the attraction of Krishna, does not care for anyone actually related with this body. Then what to speak of the wives of the Brahmins, who were, since a very, very long time, attracted to Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is prayed by the Vedic hymns by learned devotees. This way, the woman entered the forest of Vrindavan on the bank of Jamuna, where every place was decorated with green vegetation and newly grown twigs and flowers, and they saw within that forest Krishna and Balaram engaged in tending the cows along with their very affectionate friends, the cowherd's boys. Next parent, the Brahmin's wife, after entering the forest, they saw Krishna in blackish hue of complexion. He was putting on a garment which was glittering like gold, and he had nice garland of forest flowers with a peacock feather on his head. He was also painted with the minerals available in Vrindavan and exactly looking like a dancing actor on theatrical stage. They saw him that he was keeping one hand on the shoulder of his friend, and in other hand he was wheeling a lotus flower. It was decorated on both the ears with lily flower, and on his forehead there are marks of tilak, and on the face he was decorated with nice smiling. Thus the wives of the Brahmins saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna directly with their eyes, of whom they heard so much through their ears, and who was so much dear to them, and in whom their mind was always absorbed. In other words, what they previously heard about Krishna and his beauty, they saw him eye to eye, face to face. And as soon as they saw Krishna in that way, immediately Krishna entered within their heart through the eyes, and they began to embrace Krishna to their heart's content, so that the distress of separation was mitigated immediately, exactly like great sages, by their advancement of knowledge, merged into the existence of the Supreme. At that time, Lord Krishna, who is the super soul living in everyone's heart, could understand their mind that they had come to him neglecting all restriction of their relatives, fathers, husband, brothers, all duties of household affairs, in her to see him who was their life and soul. But Krishna could understand their feelings because it was exactly corroborating his instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. In the Bhagavad Gita, he has instructed that one should surrender to him, giving up all different varieties of occupational and religious duties. So the wives of the Brahmins had actually carried the instruction of Bhagavad Gita in toto, and therefore he began to speak to them, smiling very magnificently. We should have a note in this connection that the wives of the Brahmins who enter Krishna in their heart by seeing him and began to embrace him, and thus they felt the transcendental bliss of becoming merged into him, does not mean that Supreme Lord Krishna lost his existence, or the individual wife of the Brahmins lost his existence. The individuality of both the Lord and the wives of the Brahmins remain as deep. Still, they felt oneness in existence. When a lover submits to his lover without any pinch of personal consideration, that is called oneness. Lord Chaitanya has taught us this feeling of oneness in his Sikhastak verse, that Krishna may act freely, whatever he likes, but the devotee should always be in oneness or in agreement with his desires. That oneness is exhibited by the wives of the Brahmins here, connection with their love for Krishna. Krishna welcomed them in the following words: "My dear wives of the Brahmins, you are all very fortunate, and you are welcome here. And please let me know what can I do for you. Your coming here, neglecting all the restrictions and hindrances of relatives, fathers, brothers, husband, in order to see me here is completely befitting. One who does like this actually knows his self-interest, because to render transcendental loving service unto me without any motive and without any restriction is actually auspiciousity for all living entities. Lord Krishna confirmed herewith that the highest perfectional stage of conditioned soul is to surrender unto him, giving up all other responsibilities. This complete surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the most auspicious act of the conditioned soul, because the Supreme Lord is the supreme objective of love. Everyone is loving his self according to the constraint of his knowledge. Ultimately, when one comes to the understanding that his self means his spirit soul, and his spirit soul is nothing but part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, therefore, Supreme Lord is the ultimate goal of love and the surrender unto him. This act is considered as auspicious for the conditioned soul. Our life, property, home, wife, children, house, country, society, and all paraphernalia which are very, very dear to us are but expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the central object of love, because he gives us all bliss, expanding himself in in so many ways, according to our different types of situation, namely bodily, mental, or spiritual. So, my dear, the wives of the Brahmins, you can now return to your home and engage yourself in the sacrificial activities and be engaged in the service of your husbands and household affairs, so that your husbands will be pleased upon you and the sacrifice which they have begun will be properly executed. After all, your husbands are householders, and without your help, how they can execute their prescribed duties? The wives of the Brahmins replied in this connection, addressing Krishna, "My dear Lord, this sort of instruction unto us, does that befit you? Your eternal promise is that you shall always protect your devotees, and you must fulfill this promise now. This means that anyone who comes and surrenders unto you never goes back to the conditioned life of material existence. We expect that you shall now fulfill your promise. Now we have surrendered unto your lotus feet, which is covered by the tulsi leaves, and we have no more any desire to go back in the company of our so-called relatives, friends, and society, giving up your shelter of the lotus feet. And what shall we do returning home? Because our husbands, our brothers, our fathers, our sons, our mothers, our friends would no more accept us at home, because we have already left them all. Therefore, we have no other shelter to go back again. Please, therefore, do not ask us to go back to home, but arrange for our stay under your lotus feet, so that eternally we can live under your protection." On this, the Supreme Personality Godhead replied as follows: "My dear, the wives of the Brahmins, rest assured that your husbands will not neglect you on your return. Neither your brothers, sons, or fathers will refuse to accept you, because you are so pure devotees of myself. Not only your relatives, but also people in general, as well as the demigods, everyone will be satisfied upon you." In other words, Krishna, being situated as the super soul in everyone's heart, if somebody becomes pure devotee of Lord Krishna, he immediately becomes pleasing to everyone. Pure devotee of Lord Krishna is never inimical to anyone, neither a sane person can become enemy of a pure devotee. Transcendental love upon me does not depend on a bodily connection, but anyone whose mind is always absorbed in me, surely he'll very soon he would come to me for my eternal association. Thus, after being instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all the wives of the Brahmins performing sacrifices again return home, and their respective husbands also, being pleased to see their wives back home, executed the performance of sacrifices, fitting together as it is enjoined in the shastras. According to Vedic principle, any religious rituals must be executed by the husband and wife together. So, when the Brahmin's wife returned, the sacrifice which was arranged to be performed was duly and nicely executed. One of the Brahmin's wife, however, was forcibly checked from going to Krishna. At that time, the woman began to remember Krishna as he had of his bodily feature, and being completely absorbed in thought, give up this material body conditioned by the laws of nature.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, after the departure of the wives of the Brahmins, Krishna tape number 25, Krishna tape number 25, August 14, 1969. Sri Govinda, along with Gauha's boy friends, enjoyed those four kinds of foodstuff offered by the wives of the Brahmins, and in this way, they were a joyful personality of Godhead, repeated his transcendental pastimes, just like an ordinary human being, in order to attract the common man to Krishna consciousness. And in this way, he enjoyed and attracted his words and beauty to all the cows, cowherd's boys, and damsels in Vrindavan. All of them enjoyed together the pastimes of the Lord. The Brahmins, however, engaged in the performance of sacrifices after the return of their wives from Krishna, began to regret very much for their sinful activities in the matter of refusing Krishna to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They could understand their mistake, that while the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just like ordinary human being, was asking some foodstuff from them, they neglected and were engaged in the performance of Vedic rituals. Thus they began to condemn themselves after seeing the faith and devotion of their respective wives. They regretted very much that while their wives were so much elevated to the platform of pure devotional service, they could not understand even a little bit of it, how to love and offer transcendental loving service to the Supreme Soul. They began to say amongst themselves that hell to our being born as a Brahmin, hell to our learning of all Vedic literatures, hell to our performing great sacrifices, observing all the rules and regulations, hell to our family, hell to our expert service, the matter of performing the rituals exactly to the description of scriptures, because we have not developed transcendental loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond the speculation of mind, body, and the senses. Learned Brahmins, expert in Vedic ritualistic performances, rightly regretted, because without developing Krishna consciousness, all discharge of religious duties was simply a waste of time and energy. They began to speak amongst themselves that the external energy of Krishna is so strong that it can create illusion even to the greatest mystic yogi. As such, although we expert Brahmins are considered to be the teachers of all other sections of the human society, we have also been illusioned by such external energy. But just see how fortunate are these women who have so devoutedly dedicated their life to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, so much so that they could easily give up the family connection, which is so difficult to do and which is just like dark well for continuation of material miseries. In other words, the woman as a class, being very simple in their heart, can very easily
consciousness, can when such Krishna consciousness develops into love of Krishna, they can very easily get liberation from the clutches of Maya, which is very difficult to surpass even by the so-called intelligent and learned men. According to Vedic injunction, the woman is not allowed to undergo the purificatory process of being initiated by the sacred thread. Neither they are allowed to live as brahmacharini in the ashram of the spiritual master. Neither they are advised to undergo a strict disciplinary procedure, nor they are very much expert in discussing philosophy of self-realization, and by nature they are not very pure, nor they are very much attached to activities of auspiciousity. But how wonderful it is that still they have developed transcendental love for Krishna, Lord of all mystic yogis, and they have surpassed in fond faith and devotion to the Lord, all of us, although we are considered to be passed in all purificatory processes, being too much attached to materialistic way of life, we did not know actually what is the goal of our interest. And even though we were reminded by the cowherd's boy, Lord Krishna and Balaram, he did not take care of them. We therefore think that it was simply a trick of mercy upon us by the Supreme Personality of Godhead by sending his cowherd boy's friends to ask a foodstuff from us. Otherwise, he had no necessity of sending the cowherd's voice to us. He could satisfy their hunger then and there by willing to do so. If somebody denies Krishna's self-sufficiency because he was tending cows for livelihood, or somebody doubts about his not being in necessity of the foodstuff, he was actually hungry, and therefore he sent his cowherd's boy friends to ask for the foodstuff. This person must understand that the goddess of fortune is always engaged in his service in order to eradicate faulty habit of restlessness. Vedic literatures like Brahma Samhita, it is stated that Krishna is served in his abode not only by one goddess of fortune, but many, many thousands of goddesses of fortune with great respect. Therefore, it is simply illusion for the common categorical men to understand that Krishna begged foodstuff from the Brahmins. It was actually a trick for showing them the mercy of accepting them in a pure devotional service instead of being engaged in ritualistic ceremonies of Vedic injuns, Vedic ceremonial paraphernalia, like a suitable place, suitable time, different grades of articles for performing such ritualistic ceremonies, the Vedic hymns, process, the priest who is able to perform such sacrifices, and the fire, and the demigods, and the performer of such sacrifice, and the religiastic principles, all are meant for understanding Krishna. And Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. He is the Supreme Lord Vishnu, and the Lord of all mystic yogis. Because
he has appeared in the dynasty of the Jodhus, we are so full that we could not understand him, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But on the other hand, we are very much proud because we have such exalted wives who develop such pure, transcendental, loving service for the Lord without being second by our rigid opposition. Let us therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, under whose illusion only we are so much absorbed in the fruitive activities under the spell of Maya. We therefore pray to the Lord to be kind enough to excuse us, because we are simply captivated by the external energy of the Lord, thus transgressed His orders without knowing His transcendental glories. This way, the Brahmins began to repent for their sinful activities on account of disobeying the orders of Krishna, and they wanted to go personally to offer their obeisances unto Him. But being afraid of Kamsa, they could not go to Krishna and surrender unto Him. Otherwise, it is very difficult for one to surrender fully unto the Personality of Godhead without being purified by devotional service. The examples of the learned Brahmins and their wives are vivid in this connection. The wives of the Brahmins, because they were enthused by pure devotional service, they did not care any kind of opposition and immediately went to Krishna. But the Brahmins, although they are repenting, but although they have come to know the supremacy of the Lord, they are still afraid of King Kamsa, because they are too much addicted to the Vedic portion of fruitive activities. Next verse, thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 23rd chapter, Krishna, in the matter of delivering the wives of the Brahmins who perform